salvation. He became the ultimate sacrifice when he hung, bled, and died for the sins of the world. But I'm so glad that bright early Sunday morning he got up from that grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hands. I tell you, it's because he lives I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Ain't God all right? If you want to experience all that the Lord has for you, I tell you, it's time for a change. It's time to put you all on the altar of God. And so Paul is telling you, I beg you this morning, I beseech you this morning to present your bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is only your reasonable service. How do I do it, Paul? Don't be follow after the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's time for a change. Y'all still woke? It's time for a change. Somebody need to go through a change. Whatever the negative stuff you've been going through, it's time for a change. All the negative feelings that you've been having, it's time for a change. And I tell you, God can bring about a change in our lives. He can bring about a change because if he can take a caterpillar, as ugly as he is, put him into a cocoon and bring him out as a beautiful butterfly, what about you and me? He can put the Holy Spirit in us and bring us out as a matured Christian. Old things have passed away. I'm trying to hush, and all things have become new. May God bless you.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 31. New King James Version says, honor her for all that her hands have done. Talking about mamas, the Bible says we should honor them for all that her hands have done. The word of God goes on to say, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. In plain English, we are saying, don't wait until mama died. Give her her flowers while she yet lives. While you're still standing, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Holy Spirit, I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your strength to share with your people. I pray, oh God, for divine comprehension. We just don't want to be hearers. We want to be doers of your word. Thank you for your presence in the house. Let your anointing flow freely without any interruption in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. Just for a few minutes, I want to share with you about biblical examples of a good mother. As we celebrate our mothers today, we want to point out some good examples of good mom in the Word of God. And then I'm hoping and praying that our mothers will take cues from these moms in the Word of God and do likewise. Amen? Please let me start out by saying, all of us here, we are children of a mom. And you need to know up front, there are five kinds of children. How many kinds? Amen. Number one, we have what we call biological children. I'm sure all of us understand what that is. And also, we have children that are adopted. Some of us, we are product of adoption. And thank God for moms that are willing to adopt children. Then we have what we call spiritual children. As I stand before you, literally, I have hundreds of children who look to me as their spiritual dad. There are spiritual children, people that you nurture in the Lord. Then, believe it or not, we have another kind of children that married your own children. Sometimes Western culture, you call them in-laws, but Western culture don't know what they're talking about. In the word of God, when a man marries your daughter, that man becomes your son. It's not your in-law, that's your son, according to the word of God. When a girl marries your son, that girl, the day she marries your son, becomes your daughter. In all you're getting, get understanding. There are some things that your culture will tell you that's just contrary to the word of God. It's not a coincidence why you see people fighting and distancing themselves from their in-laws. What is meant to be a gift of God has now turned into some enemy. So embrace all those sons that marry your daughter. Take them as your own son. Embrace all those girls that marry your sons. They are your daughter. All minds clear? And then one more kind of children are called destiny children. You'll find examples of all these five kind of children in the word of God. A destiny child is somebody that God puts you in their life just to be a blessing to them. You may not even know them. You may find them on the job, but God impresses it in your heart to look out. I never will forget, I was going to school in Riverside, California, and I was homeless. I was sleeping in the church pews like this. And one day I overslept, you know. That was a bad mistake. And the janitor discovered that there's a foreign student who's been sleeping in the chapel. And the word went out all over the campus. There's a foreign student here that cannot afford to stay in the dormitory. And there was a gentleman, a white couple, Laverne B. Young. He's a biology teacher. Never met him in my life, nor related to him. But he invited me into his house. And he and his wife became mother to me. And they allowed me to stay in their home for 3 years without paying a single dime. Destiny children. Sometimes I tell people they see the glory, but they don't know my story. I don't know what kind of child you are. But one thing I do know, according to scripture, that you're a child of somebody. God has put somebody in your life, whether biologically, whether by adoption, whether as a spiritual parent to you, or whether what you're trying to call in-law out of ignorance, there are children, boys and girls that God will put in your life to mold and shape them for the glory of God. Whether they are your destiny children. Brother Shane, I never will forget the first case I did as a lawyer like you. I made $23,000. And I took the whole check back to Riverside, California to hand it to my mom. They thought I was gone back to Africa. They cried and I cried. They said, we can't take your money. I said, no. I am who I am today because of you. Children, whether you're adopted, whether you're a destiny child, whether you're a biological child, whether you're a spiritual child, whether you're a natural child, celebrate your mom and dad. The Bible says, honor your mom. Honor your dad. He said, it will be well with you. It shall be well with you. And you will live long. Many people cut their lives short because they failed to recognize people in their life that God has placed in their life as mama. You also need to know, brothers and sisters, there are four kinds of mom in the world of God. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some mom that you can describe as absentee mothers. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. These are moms, they're never there. These are moms, they're always busy. These are moms, when the going gets tough, they are no show. The Bible is full of examples like that. We also have another kind of mom that we can describe as abusive mom. Some mothers will abuse physically. Some will abuse emotionally. Believe it or not, there are some moms that will abuse their children psychologically. even some mothers will verbally abuse their own children. When you see mama calling you, you stupid, you dumb. I'm talking about kinds of mom now. Ladies and gentlemen, then we have another kind of mom, a third kind of mom that I would describe as permissive mom. These are mothers that really don't train their own children. They allow their children to do anything they want to do. No chores in the house. No homework. Stay on video game all day. You can go anywhere you want to go. Dress half naked. You don't have a job, now you have a girlfriend. Permissive children. One of the things that I celebrate my wife for is that she had to put her own life on hold to stay at home for our children. It takes sacrifice. You cannot afford to be an absentee mom. You cannot afford to be an abusive mom. You cannot afford to be a permissive. If your daughter don't dress right, don't let her leave the house. If your children, your boys, are watching the wrong show, pull the plug. You're the one paying the bill anyway. Tell them my pastor say you no good. Pull the plug. Give them my cell number. We also have a fourth kind of parent, a mother that is godly woman. The Bible has a lot to say about godly mom. These are the kind of mothers that are God-fearing. These are the kind of mom that will make all kinds of sacrifice. These are the kind of mom, they're not perfect, but they're great women. They will go out of their way to make sure their children are trophies of grace. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell my church this morning, I said, it's not about what you leave for your children when you die. It's about what you leave in them. Material things will come and go. But the seed that you sow in those children will last for generations. Are you still here this morning? Ladies and gentlemen, good mom, they discipline their own children. Every good mom have a ministry called laying of hands. Are you listening to me? If you act a fool, they will lay hand on your behind. Now you see why the Bible say, spare the rod, you will spoil your child. You can just look at the seed of a good mom and you can tell this boy, this girl come from a good home. God expects every one of us to be good parents, not just mothers, even fathers. I love David. David is a very anointed person. David, the Bible says, God loves him so much. He's anointed, he's appointed, he's talented, he's gifted. But his home is a wreck. His own son, Amnon, raped his sister. Of what good is your success if your family is a failure? David won many wars, but his own son kicked him out of the throne. That's a dysfunctional family. One of the lessons that I have to learn in ministry is that there was a time when preacher kids were turning out bad. That's why I had to make a decision that one of us have to stay home. My wife don't want to stay home. She wants to be out there to go work. I said, okay, you can go and work. Make enough money to pay all of our bill. I stay home. All of a sudden, she woke up. Because preacher kids, they were turning out bad. Of what good if you're a great man of God, but your children are no good? So I demanded somebody got to stay at home. I said, I'm willing to do it. If you don't want to stay at home, you can go and work. Just make enough money to pay for the rest of us. Amen. Eli was a preacher man, powerful man in the kingdom, but his two sons were a big mess. His two sons were stealing from the church. Am I still in the book? His two sons were raping people in the church. Of what good if you're a great preacher, but your home is messed up? So it's very, very important to us, to you, to me, to all of us, that we try our very best to be a good mother, to be a good father. And the Bible is full of examples. The Bible is so simple, it lets you know moms that are bad moms. It lets you know mothers that are good moms. So all you need to do is just follow good role models in the Word of God. Say, for example, there's a mom whose name is called Herodias. If you remember the story of this woman in Matthew chapter 14, verse 6, she was married to Herod Antipas. And basically, before she married this Herod, she was married to somebody else. She was married to Herod Philip. And then she divorced Philip to marry Philip's brother, Herod Antipas. Then there was a preacher in town by the name John the Baptist. John began to preach against it and said, you are wrong to marry your brother's wife. That ain't right. So this woman, Herodias, was angry with John. She wanted for John to be killed. And the Bible said one day the king Antipas was having a feast. And this woman, Herodias, had a daughter. And she was dancing, mama and daughter scheme it. This girl danced so well until the king, her father, was seduced. And her father said, baby, you're so good. Ask me for anything up to half of my kingdom. I'll give it to you. You're just so good. Then mama said, baby, come here, come here, come here. You would think that girl would ask for houses and land and lots of money. But the mother said, no, ask for the head of John. What does that tell you? An example of a horrible mom. Be careful what you are planting in the mind of your children. Some of you will whisper in the ears of your children that men are no good. Just because you had a hard time with men don't mean you need to mess up your children. Some of you, you whisper things like white people are bad people. Just because you don't get along with white folks, that don't mean all white people are bad people. So be careful the seed that you plant in the mind of your children. This woman planted it in the mind of this young girl that John the Baptist is no good. Ask for his head. And you know the rest of the story. John got his head cut off. For all the opportunity for this young girl to have big treasures, all she have now is the head, the skull of a dead man. There's a lesson there, because theologically, having the head of John is having anything that won't last in your life. It is very, very important, mothers, how you raise your children. Try your best not to be a bad mother. Herodias, if you have to write a resume on her, she was full of manipulation. She was full of wickedness. She was a murderer. That's an example of a bad woman, a bad mom. There are other examples, like Jezebel. That's another mother. Jezebel actually was not a Jewish woman. She was from Phoenix. She's a Phoenician. But she married the king of Israel. Sometime back then, this king, they will marry their sons and daughters for political alliance. By the way, children, don't let your parents dictate who you're going to marry. You find somebody that you truly fall in love with. Seek the heart of God for direction. Don't let them run your life. This girl came to Israel, and the Bible says she brought with her the Baal worship, foreign God. She brought idolatry into Israel. And if you remember our story, even though she had children, she's a mom, like many of you mothers here, but she was persecuting the prophets of God. She was building temples to foreign gods. She was really so wicked. There was a brother by the name Naboth who had a vineyard. She made sure that brother was killed just to take her land, his land. That's not an example of a good mother. Again, you see in the Bible, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning from verse 16, you read about two mothers. The Bible is so good. It's like a compass for life. It's like a blueprint. You can pick and choose and say, I don't want to grow up to be like this person. In this passage, there were two women. Both of them were living in the same house. Both of them had children. They had a baby. Brand new babies. And then during the night, one of the mothers overslept to the point that she slept on her own baby and killed the baby. And guess what she did? She got up in the middle of the night, kind of tiptoe, you know, when people are doing evil. And she went to the other lady and then put the dead baby next to the lady and to the her own baby that is alive. You need to recognize good mothers and bad mothers. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, there's a lot of lesson in that passage. First of all, I ask you the question, who have you allowed to be living in your house? Some of the people you call friends, they are player haters. She was living with this woman in the same house. Another thing you need to pick up from this passage is that both women had the same problem. You know what their problem is? They overslept. Amen. Many of you, you're sleeping too much. There's a lot of good things happening in America. Well, because you are snoring all the time. There's only 24 hours in a day. If you find yourself sleeping 14, 15 hours, something ain't right. God is my witness. In my house, I'll wake you up. Well, I don't have nowhere to go. Get up! These two women, they were sound asleep. You see, the woman whose baby died, the baby died because she was asleep. She rolled over the baby. She didn't know it. The other woman who had a baby that's alive, she was sleeping too much that somebody came and took her baby. She didn't know it. There's a danger in sleeping too much. The doctor will tell you, get plenty of rest. You're right. You show me any rich man, any successful man who sleep all day. Don't let nobody lie to you. Apples don't fall from the sky. It takes hard work. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, when you read that story, then this woman who had the baby that's alive woke up, and then she noticed her baby is dead. He says, something ain't right. And maybe you're here under the sound of my voice. You look at your life and say, something ain't right. This is not my baby.
Come on, sir.
I am better than this. Every now and then you got to look at yourself in the spirit and say, no, this is not my baby. When you find yourself, you went to school, you got your diploma and still can't find a job, you got to tell that devil, this is not my baby. I know God has a plan for me. I know the plan he has for me is good, not of evil. God has a plan to give me an expected hand. And here's me, I can't even pay my rent. This is not my baby. And you know what that woman did? She spoke up. Many of you, what you do, you get adjust to a dead baby in your life.
Come on, sir.
You don't have to take the attack of the enemy. You got to recognize when you see things happening in your life and you know better that this cannot be from God. Got to wake up and speak up. She went to the king, King Solomon. She said, no, this is not my baby. This woman took my baby and put her baby next to me. Her baby is dead. Misery loves company. And the king said, well, since both of you cannot agree who has the baby, well, I got a good idea. Bring me a sword. We're going to cut the baby in two halves. And then you can have one half, and you can have the other half. The mother, the wicked mother, I told you there's some mothers that are no good. Oh, she said, oh, that sounds good. That's fine with me. It's a witch. But the real mom, a real mother, she said, no, king, don't do that. Before you split the baby into two, you can let her have it. I'm talking to you about good mothers in the word of God. They will go extra mile to save the life of their children. You know what that king did? The king said, well, I see now, Sister Gray, you're not the mother. This woman is the real mother. You were willing for the baby to be killed. A good mother would not do that. Amen, somebody. Amen. What is the message? Don't sleep too much. While you're sleeping, the devil can steal your health and steal your miracle and steal your blessing. Amen. And if you see something in your life that don't look like the will of God for your life, speak up. Life and death is in the power of your mouth. Say something about it. This woman would have ended up with a dead baby. But thank God she spoke up. Now you see why the Bible says, speak to your mountain. Amen, somebody. Another good example of mother is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 11. Talking about a mother called Rebecca. You will recall Rebecca is married to Isaac, and they had a twin. That's why she became a mom. And their children is Jacob and Esau. Now, Isaac, the father, was about to die. And he decided to bless the firstborn because that's their tradition. You will hear me from time to time to tell you, don't follow American tradition. If America is wrong, don't follow them to hell. Stay with God. When America is right, stand right there with America. I come from Africa. I'm not going to follow them to hell. I love them, but no. If it's not lining with the word of God, I will not do it. In their tradition, back then, what a father who is dying was required to do is to pass the blessing to the firstborn. But what do you do when you know your firstborn is a dumbo? When you know that if you pass the inheritance to this fool, he's going to squander it. Guess what mama did? She stepped in. And that's when Rebecca, you remember how she dressed Jacob with some hairy stuff so that when the old man touched Jacob, he thought he was dealing with the senior brother. And he blessed Jacob instead of the firstborn, Esau. That would never have happened but for mama's intervention. And you're listening to me. A good mother, she knows all of our children. She stepped in. In fact, Rebecca said, let the curse be on my head. She's so convinced she's doing the right thing. If she had not intervened, the inheritance of that bloodline would have fallen in the wrong hand. Thank God for godly mother. Another good example is a woman called Naomi. You can read that in the book of Ruth, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. You all remember the story of Naomi. Naomi was an elderly woman. She had two sons, and both of them died. So now she's stuck with the wives of those two sons. Guess what she did as a good mom? By right, under the tradition of Israel, she could keep those two women, those two widowers, and make them serve her for the rest of their lives. But no, she didn't do that. She said, "You're too young for me to hover over your life. I release you. You can go back to your home and find you a new husband." There's a lesson there. A good mom is not selfish. Many homes are destroyed today because of selfish people. It's all about you. Me, mine. Naomi was willing to let them go so that they can have a life. And one of those young widows, Ruth, said, "Mama, I appreciate the opportunity you're giving me, but I'm going to go with you. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God." And Ruth followed Naomi. Guess what Naomi was doing with Ruth from then on? She began to mentor her. That's what a good mother does. She began to teach her how she can find another man. Naomi is an old woman. She knows men. She knows how men think. She's her husband. She's now training a young girl. You see, many of you are not married now because you don't know how men think. Mm-hmm. It takes some grown adult to show you the way. And that's what Naomi was doing for Ruth. He said, "This is how you talk to men. Some women, they are so beautiful, but they're not marriage material. Don't look at your neighbor." This old woman said, "Look, when you get in the field, this is where you pick up, glean the field." She positioned her so that Boaz can see her. Here you are, you're believing God for a good husband, but you never leave home. Who's going to find you in your sloppy? Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't care if all you got is Kmart clothes, but you can look good in that Kmart clothes. And with a good attitude, some man will find you. Naomi was coaching Ruth. "This is how you talk to men. This is how you approach. This is how you..." And guess what? The end of that story, Ruth found Boaz. When are you going to find your own Boaz? Amen. You see how this thing works? That woman was willing to mentor the young girl. That woman was willing to release her for a better future. That's what a good mom would do. Another good example is Hannah. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 10, you remember the story of Hannah. Hannah was barren. Hannah was being talked about. Hannah was looked down upon. But guess what? She didn't have an attitude. She turned her problem to God. She cried her heart to God. She prayed passionately. Even the pastor of the church mistaken her for a drunk. You all remember the story? But because she did not have a spirit of offense. Some of you, the reason why you're not making progress, you are too sensitive. Ignore the soothsayer. Well, Pastor, if you know what they said about me on the Facebook. What Facebook? I never will forget somebody wrote something bad about me. Pastor, did you see what they said? I said, who is they? Oh, you don't watch the news? I said, no, I make news. I don't watch news. You got to know who you are in Christ. Don't worry about that. And I ignore the critics. Zoom in on God. And God answered our prayers. And you know what she did? The moment she had that baby, she raised that baby and gave him back to God. Mothers, listen to your pastor. The best thing you can do for your children is to give them back to God. Amen, somebody. I can go on and on with various examples of good mothers. Sarah was another good mother in the Bible. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 say, this woman was old, she's barren, God promised her more than 20 years ago that she's going to have a baby, and no baby showed up. But she never had an attitude. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, Sarah by faith received strength to conceive at an old age. I don't know what you believe in God for, but you can receive strength to conceive your miracle today. Are you listening to me? Another good example of motherhood is Jochebed, the mom of Moses. When Moses was born, Pharaoh was killing everybody. But guess what this woman did? She made up her mind, not my child. All the youngsters were killed. But she worked extra to make sure that her son was saved. That son turned out to be the first pastor of Israel, the man who led all of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage. Never, never underestimate what God can do through your child. Remember another example of Elizabeth? Elizabeth was an encourager. When Mary came, you see, Mary was a youngster in her 15, 16 years old, got pregnant. She's very uncomfortable with that. She needed mentoring. She needed somebody who understood. She needed somebody she could trust. The Bible said Mary stayed in the home of Elizabeth for 3 months. Guess what she was doing with Mary during that time? Encouraging her. What kind of mom do you plan to be? Even Mary herself, it's not fun to be pregnant at a very young age. It's not like she wanted to be pregnant. She had a fiancé. She got it going on for her. She don't want no problem of this world. Some of you, sometime when you get pregnant, it may not be something you wanted. It may not even be at the time that you wanted. But learn from Mary. Submit yourself to the will of God. Mary was asking the question, wait a minute, how am I going to get pregnant when I'm a virgin? I've never met a man. But the angel responded, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, with God, all things are possible. And maybe you're here today, you believe in God for something. You believe in God for a miracle. The same message that God gave to Mary is a message for you today. When it comes to God, all things are possible. I don't know about you, That one verse have guided me my entire life. The Bible said the things that are impossible with men, when it comes to God, it becomes possible. And that's how I move. That's how I live. I tune off all the noise. I focus on what God have to say. And if God say you're going to make it, no devil in hell can stop you. I want to pray with all mothers in the house. If you're here, maybe you're a grandmother, maybe you're mothers to be, maybe you're currently adopting and nurturing, or you just believe in God for a miracle in your life. I want you to stand up. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. You know, when you get home, I don't have enough time. When you get home, I want you to go read the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 26. You will find the story of a young man, 16 years old. His father was the king, and the father died. And guess what? The people in that community came around to make him the king. There's a lesson there. My first prayer for all of you mothers that are standing here. You see, that boy became a king at age 16. But nobody become king by themselves. Somebody else have to make you the king. So in the name that is above every name, I pray this morning to God, the Ancient of Days, that God will send kingmakers in the life of your children. Promotion don't come from east or west. Promotion comes from God. I pray that God will send people in your life, people in the life of your children, that will see the gift of God in your children, that will see the talents, the favor of God, kingmakers in the life of your children, in the name of Jesus. You know something else? The Bible said concerning that man, that young man, he went and bring the effort back to the house of God. That was something that even his own father could not do. I pray this morning for every one of you mothers that your maximum will be the minimum for your children in the name of Jesus. I pray this prayer for my own self every day. I thank God for everything I've accomplished. But my accomplishment will be the minimum for every one of my children. That's my prayer for you. What his father could not do, that boy was able to do it. I pray that will be the testimony of your sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. Please don't miss this. That boy became a success story at the age of 16. That's what we call an on-time blessing, on-time success. I pray for you, every one of your children, their success will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. Those who are believing God for promotion, their promotion will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. The Bible said concerning David, Jonathan came to his life. And Jonathan one day looked at David. Jonathan took off his jacket and gave it to David. Jonathan took off his armor, gave it to David. He took off his spear and arrow, gave it to David. You know what we call that in the kingdom of God? Uncommon favor. I just told you of a man, a white man, I never met him in my life, who opened his own house, never met him, and blessed me for 3 years. I pray for uncommon favor in the life of every one of your children. I pray for uncommon favor for every one of your sons, for every one of your daughters, that God will send in their life godly relationship. In the name of Jesus. Some of you here, you believe in God for a miracle. When Hannah gave birth, it was a miracle. When Mary gave birth, it was a miracle. When Sarah gave birth, it was a miracle. When Rebecca gave birth, it was a miracle. I can go on and on. The word of God is full of miracles. If you're here today believing God for your own child, that same God who blessed Sarah, that same God who blessed Hannah, that same God who blessed Rebecca is your God. I pray that God will grant you the desires of your heart in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around for your good. I bless you, woman of God. It shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus, all is well. It is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.